Hi, I'm Legend Gilchrist, and this is The Legendary Life. Thanks for joining me. I trust that you'll find what I have to say interesting and useful, inspirational, all that stuff. A word of caution, I am a frequent user of profanity, so if you do not like profanity, please stop listening. Go your own way. Find something that's more your style. I'm going to give you 5 seconds to hang up. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, by now, we've got people who just want to listen to me say, fuck you, but I love you. So every time I say fuck you, it means I love you. Okay, do we got that? And I do love it. Thank you for taking your time to listen to me. I know there's a lot of things that you're going to be doing right now, but I guarantee you, absolutely, if I had a dollar to give every listener, I would give you a dollar if you didn't like my show, but you're going to like it. Just some credentials, because I know for some people that's important. Legend Gilchrist, retired teacher, special education, English, and a dignified high school here in the Coachella Valley. I've been everything from a cashier to a part-time manager, a full-time manager. To a cashier again because the business economy was fucked up at some point in my life. A teacher. And finally, a writer and a kind of a commentator of sorts. Not the traditional like CNN, Fox News, or whatever that bullshit is. I like to tell it like it is. Enough of the political shit. So, this is the deal. Today, I'm going to talk about three things. Three C's, if you will. That are important in life. And you probably are going, oh, bullshit. I don't want to listen to this shit. Listen to this shit, okay? Because it's important. Communication. Compromise. And I can't remember the other one. I'm 55 years old. My God, I'm mentally ill. Oh, I just lost some visitors. I'm disabled, I can barely walk or walk with a walker. Communication, let's just say 2 C's, fuck the other one. Communication and compromise. First off, communication. And you're probably going, I know about communication, I'm a dignified, respectable man. I work in finance, or marketing, or I work at Walmart, or at McDonald's, Panera Bread, or should I go on? I don't care where you work, as long as you're doing a good job, good for you, hooray for you. But communication is key. I've got a book I'm writing, NEX, Next. It's about a super wonder drug. And at one point, Samuel Johnson, who's a Army Ranger, really a tough-ass motherfucker, an atheist, gets invited by a woman that will eventually be his wife, Sarah Johnson. Just kind of weird coincidence that they should have the last name. But Sarah meets Sam in Afghanistan and says, you know, hey, you know. Well, Sam's looking at Sarah. He's hot. So they're like, oh, dude, I'm going to fuck her. Sorry for the language. But he wants to meet her and do the right thing, the gentleman thing, because his mother and father, you know, trying to be respectable. And so they get to talking, and Sarah says, hey, you know, I see you're eating one of those MREs. And he's like, yeah, you know, what are you going to do? So she says, hey, when's the last time you had a home-cooked meal? He's like, I can't even remember that far. You know, I've been a soldier all of my life, practically, since 18. And before that, I was a quarterback for Jericho High School. Jericho High School, my God. I didn't go to Jericho, but I live in Jericho. Anyway, she says, how would you like to get a nice home-cooked meal? I'm talking soup and salad, and I'll make a couple of steaks and baked potato and the works, apple pie. And Sam's like, his mouth is just drooling. Oh, man, yeah, I would love that. And Sarah says, and this is the point. I'm getting to the point. Well, this is the deal. It's going to be on Sunday, because I always believe in making a nice meal on Sunday. But you got to go to church with me. And Sam's like, oh, fuck, I'm not going to church. I'm not, what are you, some kind of Christian? Yeah, I'm a Christian. But not the kind that you think I am. This is all fake stuff. This is just bullshit I'm writing in my book. She says, is it a deal or not? And you're going to like the pastor. He's a recon marine, and he's pretty rough. you know, kind of a manly man. And the music is pretty good. It's like rock music. You'll like it. So Sam agrees. And he goes to the church and he pulls out his phone because he's like, oh, fuck this shit. I'm just going to look at Facebook and see some of the babes I fucked and some of the ones I want to fuck. And he's like this and that, texting his buddy David, who's like on the line over there in Afghanistan. And he pulls out his phone, like, oh man, Sam, you're just some chick. You're gonna have some big dinner. I wish I'm eating like SpaghettiOs or something like that. So the sermon ends, and it's a small like church, like a little tiny church in this station, Afghanistan. There's like 20 people there. And the pastor, I haven't figured out his name, let's just call him Joseph. Pastor Joseph looks directly at Sam and says, listen, soldier, get on your feet. Sam said, excuse me? You heard what I said, get on your feet. I watched you the whole time, you've been playing with your phone, probably looking at chicks, like, get on your feet, soldier, right now. I'm not suggesting, this is an order. So he says, listen, what's your name? Sam Johnson. Sam, you have been ignoring this message, and it was a good message. Are you a Christian? No. Well, you know what? You should have been listening, because the whole point of this sermon was to people who don't believe in God. Now listen, I'm going to make this short and sweet. Are you listening? Yes, sir. Okay. This is the deal. And this was the whole point of the sermon. Communication is key. Whether it's a business relationship or a sexual, yes, I said sexual relationship, or friends or family or Facebook or whatever it is, communication is key. And not only that, open lines of communication are essential. And if you have closed lines of essential, everything gets fucked up. Everything. So what you have to strive for in your whole life, sir, is, or ma'am, is open lines of communication. Without that, things eventually get botched up. Now, I know this to be true. Currently in my life, I have exactly 3 friends. Why is that, you may ask? Why push them away? I've got strong attitudes. That's why I'm doing a podcast. Not necessarily for you, the listener, but for me, the host, Legend Gilchrist. If you want to know my real name, it's William L. Gilchrist. I just don't like the name William. It was my grandfather. No disrespect to my grandfather. He was a fine man, but terrible businessman. And for some reason, I just don't want to be associated with a man who was a terrible businessman. You know why? Because I'm a terrible businessman, but I'm a brilliant writer. And, oh, by the way, if you want to see what I do and read what I write, go to vocal.media, VOCAL.media, search Legend Gilchrist, and you can read some of the stuff I've written. It's a lot of poetry, and mostly short stories, and I'm eventually going to start a magazine, like an online magazine, called The Rocking Life. So go there and read that, and I think you're going to enjoy it. Just, you know, pick and choose what you want. Most of my stuff is on pain, because I live with fucking bad pain in my life. Excuse me, I need to get a drink of water. Today's commercial is on water. H2O, as known by scientists, good for you. Drink it in large quantities. If you drink too much, you will in fact get drunk, which is a scientific fact. But you have to drink like a shit ton of it to make it make you drunk. And it's also dangerous. And apparently on YouTube, I've heard from friends, there's stupid fucking teenagers like seeing if they can do it. So don't drink too much. Just drink like I'm drinking right now. A nice sip. Just enough water to refresh and hydrate yourself. I'm sure you're thinking, oh, I'm so happy that he shared that information about drinking water. I did not know that. Okay. It's all bullshit, but when I talk too much, my voice gets dry. Communication is key. The other one is compromise. If I was the president of the universe, And I could speak exactly to the Democrats and the Republicans and Nancy Pelosi and Harold Schumer and Donald Trump and who the fuck. And if I could give one message, just like I give one message to Sam Johnson to you, that one message being communication is key. Now, if I could give all these politicians, not just in the United States, but in Germany and England and China and North Korea, South Korea, etc., 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 I would say this. You got any, you guys, and ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I would like to put to you that the world would be a far better place if we understood the necessary task, if you will, of compromise. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, without compromise, we get nothing done. And, as demonstrated through history, Rome, the 1800s, England, present-day American system, we see that without compromise, nothing gets done. It's all a matter of, I want my way, and I want my way. You are wrong. No, you are wrong. You're full of shit. No, you're full of shit. I'm not going to do what you say. I'm not going to do what you say. And nothing gets fucking done, right? It doesn't matter if you're Democrat or Republican, and they both have their own good points, and they all have their own bad points. But nobody wants to compromise. And the only time they did was the COVID virus. And say what you will about Donald Trump and Mike Pence and whoever the fuck, they compromised and got shit done like lightning fast. And I saw that. I thought, why can't they do the same thing for the economy? For social welfare? So healthcare? For this and that? For all these things that we need right now, but we can't get it because the two sides, Democrats and Republicans, fight each other tooth and nail and get nothing fucking done. And you know what? We get to pay, we get the privilege as taxpayers, as Americans, that is. If you're from another country, please forgive me for being like American-centric. I'm just pretty much talking to the Americans right now. We get the privilege of paying them tons of money for them to get nothing done. How's that fair? So I'm going to be the president. I'm going to be the Lord God, Allah, Elohim, Buddha, and I'm going to say to nothing in particular, but to you, the listeners, you know, there's nothing I can do to change the American government. All I can do is say, fuck you. You should have done a better job. And as best as I can as an independent voter, and I'm not going to get into politics, but I'm right now, as best I can as an independent voter, I'm going to vote those people in who do the work, and vote those people out who don't do the work. Just like any other job. I hired people in my life. And I had the opportunity of hiring great people. And I had the opportunity, unfortunately, of hiring misfits and losers. And I don't want a loser working for me. And I don't want losers working in the government. I'm going to get off my soapbox and go to the thing I really wanted to say. So conflict isn't, I mean, not conflict. Compromise is necessary. So let's just say your boyfriend, girlfriend relationship, I've been in plenty. And let's make it simple. Honey, take me out to dinner tonight. Okay, honey, I will. Where do you want to go? I don't know. Where do you want to go? I don't know. Where do you want to go? On and on it goes. So a simple compromise, you know, I want to go to exactly where you want to go. Oh, no, I want to go. No, 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 no. Tonight is your night. Tonight is your night. It's ladies' night. And I'm going to use a fake name for my book, Sarah. Sarah, tonight is Sarah night. And we're going, I'm going to drive you in my car, just like the first time we dated. Except Sarah gets to choose the place. Well, I don't know. Okay, tell you what. Since you don't know, I'm going to pick the place for you. We're going to Spaghetti Factory. Does that sound good? Oh, I had spaghetti last night. Okay, we're going to go to Applebee's. How about that? Yeah, that sounds really good. Okay, you get whatever you want at Applebee's, a glass of wine, we'll have some dessert. We'll swing on over to the mall and take a walk and look at stuff. And we'll talk, you know, like we did when we first dated, and talk about life and our visions of life and what we want to do, and we're just going to have a good time. So that's an example of compromise. Two couples, and it's very common for American couples, they argue back and forth, and sometimes the argument is heated. It's like, fuck that, I'm not even hungry anymore. So that's a simple, a major example would be, let's say you guys are wanting to buy a house, and she wants one in the suburbs, and you want one in the city, closer to work. So at that, something like that, that's some serious, like, compromise you got to make, and maybe you got to make some lists about pluses and negatives. But eventually, you're going to have to come to a compromise. Most people do. But that would be a serious form. So, there's a saying that says compromise is key. So, two keys today's in today's lesson, as a teacher, high school teacher, today's lesson, students, two keys. Communication is key. And, consequently, compromise is key. They're both keys. There's two keys to life. Compromise and communication. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I hope that you'll listen to others. I have many interesting things to say. I've had a world of life experience. I had guns pointed to me at me, one in the head, one in the chest. I've almost died several times. I've had a variety of jobs. I've lost jobs. I think I said before, I've got mental illness. If you want to know what kind, bipolar disorder, and caused me to lose my marriage. My kids don't talk to me. But you know what? I'm a survivor. I'm like a Arnold Schwarzenegger meets whoever the fuck survivor. Like, I could have made it in a theoretical Hunger Game. And I was. For all essential purposes, I was in the Hunger Game. People were shooting arrows at me and trying to chop my head off. But I survived. How? By strength and commitment. I'm a believer in God. I think that probably helps. I'm not sure. Gosh, I tell you, a couple days ago, I was in so much pain, I was cursing God. Fuck you, God. I hate you. What would you do? But let's just say I'm a survivor. I've had a lot of experience. I got a lot of short stories, and mostly, I know I've been really serious, and it said it would be humorous, but I'm gonna mix it up and try to keep it light and sell some jokes, a lot of inappropriate jokes. I hope you don't mind, but it'll be all in good fun. So using my best accent, we'll say, it's been a pleasure having you aboard this podcast. This next one shall be on a topic yet to be revealed. So without further ado, as the French might say, I wish you a good day. Check out my next one. Let's just say the next one, I'm committing myself. The next one is going to be the healing properties of comedy and laughter. And I'm just going to leave it at that. What I like to say in the rocking life is fly low and avoid the radar. This is Legend Gilchrist.